now the politicians should realize the power of the people, and they should listen to the people's commands.
What is unclear at the moment is how the Prime Minister is making these decisions. The Prime Minister has only particular powers. He does not have the power to declare himself acting president, nor does he have the power to declare a state of emergency. So these are extremely uncertain developments in Sri Lanka. Protests that started a few months ago were very clear with their demand: go home Gotabaya, go home Rajapaksa, and more recently, go home Ranil.
We need to get a government that the people have trust in. We want an all-party government to be appointed very soon. And we were hoping that would happen, but it is. But now this maneuvering that is taking place suggests that all these processes will be delayed, which is very bad for us, because we need to have a stable, cohesive government soon to be able to get out of the economic morass that we are in.